www.thebeatmedia.com. Our talk radio town hall next hour. So the very latest on the battles in Washington, D.C., Congressman Kevin Cramer will take your calls if you want to get in now to assure you get your question or comment in front of Congressman Kevin Cramer. We do have a special line set up for that on Wednesdays, 855-200-1776. You press 1 when you call and leave your message, and then we'll include your recorded comment for Congressman Cramer. We get a lot of calls when he's on for the Talk Radio Town Hall, and with the latest going on there now and all the negotiations and the battles back and forth between the House and the Senate and the President and everything else, I'm sure today will be no different. We'll have lots of calls. So 855-200-1776, that next hour. Bottom of this hour, Doug Goring will be here, the North Dakota Ag Commissioner. We'll get the latest on the fallout from that early winter storm on North Dakota stockmen as well as growers, so we look forward to that conversation. Steve and I thought we'd talk about bullying. Bullying and drunk driving first up here. And if you have comments, questions or comments on any issue, as always, you can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve, will you do me a favor here?
Yes, sir.
See if I am too crass about this, but I'm reading a story from Florida. It's one of those stories that you're hearing about on the Today Show and Good Morning America and newspapers, and everybody's gripped about it. And it's sad. Two girls in Florida arrested in a bullying case. One of them admitted online over the weekend that she harassed a 12-year-old girl who killed herself last month. And they've arrested a 14-year-old girl because they were worried she would continue cyberbullying other girls. The girl is accused of threatening to beat up a 12-year-old girl. Her name was Rebecca Sedwick, telling her to drink, bleach, and die, and saying she should kill herself. After nearly a year of bullying by as many as 15 girls, authorities said Rebecca climbed a tower in an abandoned concrete plant September 9th and hurled herself to death. Judge said police arrested the 14-year-old girl after she posted Saturday on Facebook that she had bullied Rebecca and she didn't care. We decided that we can't leave her out there. Who else is she going to torment? Who else is she going to harass? Police also arrested a 12-year-old girl accused of bullying Rebecca. Whenever I hear cases like this, I think a couple of things. One, where are the parents? Number one. In other words, this happened online. So even the 12-year-old girl who's being bullied, I mean, obviously this girl doesn't have parents saying, what are you doing online? Why do you have a Facebook account? Get away from that computer.
Well, the parents... the parents of their defense for this is, my daughter's Facebook got hacked. It wasn't her. She admitted it over the weekend that it was her.
Yeah. Now,
parents are defending her now, saying, "Well, it wasn't her. Her Facebook got hacked."
Yeah, and you're talking about where the parents of the girl that's now arrested, right?
Right.
And I'm talking about the parents of the girl who killed herself. But in both cases, I think the question is you know, a legitimate one. Where are the parents? In other words, when you and I were in school, there were bullies, right? And we obviously didn't have the social media, and that exasperates it. But I think the behavior's the same. I don't think the bullying's gotten any worse. I think you just got a few more tools to do it. But again, parents, teachers, people being engaged, is the answer here. It's not arresting 14-year-old girls or monitoring Facebook pages. It's parental, and when that's not possible, I would hope others being involved. I don't know. These stories are just, you know, they kind of become the hyperbole story of the day on how bullying is out of control, and I think it isn't bullying that's out of control. It is, you know, parents who are out of control and not engaging in their children's lives, and especially with social media, you have to pay attention. I think we're missing the true story here. Am I too crass to this?
No, I don't think so. But how'd you deal with a bully back when you were in school or when I was in school?
Ignore them. You know, I mean, and if it got really bad, you'd say something to mom or dad or a teacher.
You went out in the playground and beat the crap out of them. That's how you dealt with a bully.
Yeah, well, you know.
It ended then.
There is some argument to pushing back, right, and to standing up for yourself.
At a certain point, yes.
Yeah, I don't disagree there. But I do think it's fair to say there's more tools now to do this stuff where it can happen. You know, in our case, it was the hallway or, you know, recess or whatever, right? I mean, there were you know, a few less places for it to happen. In this case now, obviously, you can go online. Well, if the 12-year-old girl can be online being bullied, then mom or dad can be online seeing what's being said about, you know, there's other ways to do this. So anyway, that's one story. And you were watching this story about this girl that was a volleyball captain who lost her C because she did the right thing, right?
This is part of what's wrong with society is people get penalized for doing the right thing. And in the case of a Massachusetts high school senior, she lost her volleyball team captaincy. 4.0 honor student, captain of the volleyball team, never had a lick of trouble in her entire, I don't think she missed a day of school in her entire school career. She got a phone call from a friend who was at a party, and this girl was working. So she got a phone call from a friend that said, I've had too much to drink. Can you come and get me? I can't drive home. I need to go home. Can you come and help me out? So this girl, when she gets off work, drives over to this party to pick up her friend and drive her friend home. In the process of her being there, arriving at the party to grab her friend, the police busted the party. The cops, after doing their due diligence and investigating the party and the minors that were involved, came out and said, no, she wasn't drinking. She just got here. Not an issue. She was picking up a friend. The cops believed it. The school went and penalized her, removed her captaincy from her volleyball, suspended her for 5 games for driving home a drunk friend, because that falls under the guise of zero tolerance. What is that teaching our kids when we are penalizing them for doing the right thing or making the right decision?
By the way, Valley News Live has done a little reporting on this because this has been a big story online this week. A lot of social media chatter about this story, and there is a policy, even in North Dakota schools, of mere presence, they call it. In other words, if you're there, there are penalties. And in this case, as you say, they did a little investigation and found that to be a bad idea. I think there's no way this girl should have lost her, been penalized for this.
Here's the problem with that zero presence part. What are you supposed to tell your friend? Near present. What are you supposed to tell your friend? Nope, sorry, you're at a party, there's alcohol there, I can't come and pick you up because there's alcohol there, so find your own way home, drive your own self home. You're promoting drinking and driving, you're promoting other behavior. When somebody makes a decision to get out of a bad situation and then you're penalizing somebody for helping them get out of that situation, there's a problem. What are we teaching the kids?
It's a disincentive to help. All right, that's our take. What's yours? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bruce and Minot want to weigh in on the bullying and debate. Bruce, go ahead. You're first up.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that you're being a little simplistic on this. As you said, back in the old days, it was in the hall or out in the street or something, but what's going on today spreads far too wide too fast. And as you probably well know, anything that goes on a computer on the internet is going to stay there. And I think that the lesson should be taught that you'd better be awfully careful about what you say, because it will come back to haunt you one way or the other. Whether it's bullying or not, it's just a really stupid thing to get on internet and say things like that girl admitted to saying.
But taught by who? Again, if parents aren't even paying attention to what this girl's, you know, engaging in the way of a conversation, surely they're not also saying, be careful about what you write on there, right? I mean, I agree with you, Bruce, everything you're saying, but it's like, to me, the fingers ought to be pointed at the parents here to say, well, if this went on for a year, why aren't you watching this?
They're not innocent. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that it's so much easier these days to spread that sort of stuff around. And I think that the kids should understand it. I honestly don't think they understand two things. They don't understand what they're saying because they're strictly working on knee-jerk reaction things. And the other one is the ongoing consequences of saying what they're saying. I just think that everybody, parents and all, are missing a whole lot when the kids are as stupid as they are about it.
You think arrests are the way to go in this? I mean, in a case like this, this girl admits it, and they arrest a 14-year-old girl. You think, this is the way to
I think it is. I think truly that they should go to court, be admonished, and spread it as far as possible, and then get it on the Internet, get it on Facebook, get it every place else that these kids look, because the word has to get around. You simply cannot operate like that.
I hope the parents get admonished myself. Bruce, appreciate the call. More of your comments on these and other stories as we continue. 800-228-0550. These are a couple of hot ones online today, so once more we're chatting about them. Your comments, welcome.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Tune to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Biden along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on recent crop damage and cattle losses and what the protocol for that to track that, report that when the government does get back to some semblance of work, and how to dispose of some of those animals that may have been lost in that storm. Also coming up at 10 o'clock, our radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's going to be here to talk, of course, the looming word in Washington is
as we try to get a deal done and get the government back to work. Back to your phones. Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. Brad, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. If you ever get tired of me calling in, just tell me to stop. Hey, it seems like I'd call you 10 times a day if I could. I catch myself talking to the radio half the time. And this bullying thing, one of the things that needs to be looked into, the official Facebook policy says that you have to be 13 years of age in order to have a Facebook account. So somebody lied in order to get her an account. I don't know what the legal, you know, what the laws are on that. It's perjury or felony and testifying in court or whatever. But, you know, something needs to be looked into there. And if the parents were complicit in lying and getting her an account, they should be held liable as well, both whether that's been a civil lawsuit, wrongful death suit, or something like that. My son is 12, and he has been begging me to get a Facebook account, and I've just told him, I said, look, I understand there's probably nothing wrong with it, but the law, their policy is you're 13, and I will not allow you to lie about your age in order to get a Facebook account. It's just not happening. And then as far as this drunk driving girl goes, you know, one of the things that this zero-tolerance policy, another zero-tolerance policy almost every school in the nation has, is guns. What if that girl had called her up and said, hey, my friend, I know you're at work, but I've got a gun to my head, and I'm going to kill myself. And she then has to tell her friend, I'm sorry, you've got a gun. The school has a zero-tolerance policy. You're just going to have to shoot yourself and you know, hope for the best when the ambulance shows up. I mean, how ridiculous is this? Where have we gotten to in the world that we can't help somebody because of some stupid zero-tolerance policy?
And by the way, when another listener here has sent a note and checked out the North Dakota High School Activities Association website and said she'd be suspended in North Dakota, too. It's the same rule here. So, I agree. And you know, again, I get, look, if you got to suspect that most people that are at a party when you raid it have been there and are participating, but have some common sense to you know, okay, if somebody says, no, I just got here to bring these people home because they called me, check it out, find out if that's the case. You check cell phone records for everything else, just find out, you know.
In this situation, she actually, the police actually investigated her, too, and found that she was sober and was not a part of the issue, and they told her to go home. You know, she was cleared by the police before the school ever found out about it.
Yeah, this is part of what goes back to the federal government, one size fits all. One size solutions do not fit all, whether it's the federal government or a situation like this. In state government, there's issues as well. You need to look at individual situations. This girl did the right thing. She did the right thing, and she got punished for it. What kind of message does that send?
Yeah, it tells us to just leave it alone and let them die in a horrible car wreck or kill somebody else. It's frightening. My daughter, she's 17 years old, and if that had happened to her, I would be at that school absolutely raising a total fit and fighting for her to. It's almost infuriating. I can't even hardly. You know.
Well, her parents are backing her in this, and I've heard reports that the team might be backing her as well, as saying, well, if she's going to be suspended for 5 games and not be our captain, we're just not going to play.
The family's hired a lawyer and is trying to get the school's decision reversed, so they're battling back for sure. Brad, appreciate the call. Thanks for your comments, and others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know, the bullying case, once, I want the parents arrested. You know, I mean, both sets here. I'd love them hauled in and just to, you know, explain, really, you know, you can't pay enough attention to your own kids to know this stuff is going on. You know, I mean, really, we're talking about 12-year-old, you know, a couple of 12-year-old, one 12-year-old been arrested, one 12-year-old dead, and another 14-year-old arrested, accused of this because she's admitting it online. 12 and 14-year-old girls. Now, how much responsibility do they bear, and how much do their parents bear in this? I'm serious. I think the scrutiny should be far more on the parents than anybody else. And there's no mention of it even in this article, reading about it. You know, by the way, another little side of the story. This was over evidently the 14-year-old girl was mad that the 12-year-old girl was dating a boy that she'd been seeing. So it's, you know, 12-year-old and 14-year-old girls fighting over dating a boy. Hello. Anyway, call me a prude, but I'm going to do it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One of the strategies I got to get in here.
Scott, think back, though. I mean, seriously, high school fights and junior high fights, was there anything that wasn't trivial when you look back, that wasn't ridiculous when you think about it now?
Well, I see this at a whole different level, you know. Hey, drink Drano and die because, you know, or what was it, bleach? Drink bleach and die. You know, suggesting you ought to kill yourself. Matt and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Matt. Matt, are you there?
Hello,
Matt. That click means Matt couldn't hear us. I have to get in one other quick story here because I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of this, and I mentioned it earlier in the week, but Winona LaDuke, do you know who she is?
Not familiar with that name.
Conservationist, a big Green Party vice presidential candidate.
Okay. Yeah.
I think fairly described as an extreme environmentalist type, right?
Yeah, I put that in the column of irrelevant, so I guess that's why I didn't.
Okay, all right. Well, she's planning to use her national notoriety to fight what she says are the dangers caused by North Dakota's oil boom.
She has national notoriety?
I guess so, yes. Don Davis in the Forum News Service quoting her today. She, by the way, says that that could affect Minnesota counties where she lives. I don't approve of creating a national sacrifice area in North Dakota. Of course, she is using the unfortunate oil spill, which, by the way, there are now disputes about how many barrels of oil were spilled there. Some scientists involved in the BP spill in the Gulf are saying, hey, how did you guys compute this, Tesoro? How did you do this? Because you ought to use what was expected to come out of one end of the pipeline and what did come out to say, okay, the difference is probably in that field somewhere. Anyway, so there's some dispute about that now. A story James McPherson wrote for AP that's got some attention here. Actually, right at the Star Tribune in Minneapolis, subpaper this morning. But some dispute over that amount of oil being used. But anyway, she said it's time to love North Dakota. And also suggested...
Where's her driver's license from? Where does she live?
Minnesota. Yeah, okay. But she says they're not going to be able to drink the water in Minnesota as this goes on.
Well, then don't drink your water. If you think there's a problem, don't drink your water because it's not going to be an issue.
Anyway,
leave us alone.
More coming up, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give him a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. Here's the telephone number, by the way, if you want to get a question or comment in for Congressman Kevin Cramer before he joins us next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have a way for you to leave your question of him directly, and the questions that are coming in are very insightful, as always, and lots of good suggestions and comments, and keep them coming. It's a good way to just make sure you get your question in, because we do get busy during the Talk Radio Town Hall. He'll be here for the full hour, but 855-200-1776 is that number. Press 1 and you can leave a message. 855-200-1776. On our topic in the last half hour on the bullying, call with a comment came in during the break as well here.
Just a comment on the bullying thing. You know, it's about individual responsibility in other ways too. The school boards or association, like the athletic association you're just talking about, makes the rules. So we own the schools. We the people. And we run the schools. I mean, when's the last time you've been to a school board meeting or anybody? Nobody gets involved. Nobody goes in and says, no, this is wrong. We're not accepting this zero tolerance thing. It's a stupid, stupid rule, because nothing's written in stone. Every situation is different. So if you don't get involved with the elected officials, whether it's school board or the county commissioners raising the taxes, you deserve what you get. Thank you.
All right. I think he has a good point there. Get involved.
Well said.
Made that point yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, Talking about involved.
Exactly right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's next, Steve?
Let's go to Mark real quick before we go to Doug. Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Governor Dalrymple was on Energy Matters yesterday, bragging about the wind and ethanol industries. So what's clear to me is that he's totally opposed to energy independence for the United States, because the only way we can achieve energy independence is to rely primarily on the huge reserves of fossil fuels we have, natural gas, coal, oil. But the biggest impediment to doing that are the federal clean energy mandates, which are driving our fossil fuel production here in the States over to places like communist China, because it's preventing us from using those fossil fuels here. So this is really the best thing that ever happened to communist China, would be Governor Dalrymple's energy policies. And, of course, these ethanol markets and wind farm markets wouldn't exist if not for the energy mandates coming from the federal government, which are based entirely on fraudulent science. But that doesn't matter to Governor Dalrymple. He just follows the lead of his comrade, Al Gore, who pretends that there's no compelling evidence demonstrating the fraud, the climate fraud. And then Governor Dalrymple, like Comrade Gore, just refuses to talk about the evidence.
Mark, one of the things we discussed yesterday was the fraudulent science and the science behind that. I had an opportunity to talk with Kevin Cramer. We're going to talk with that coming up at the 10 o'clock hour. So thanks for the phone call. Be listening after 10 o'clock. We'll discuss that with Congressman Cramer as well. Back to the program. Joining us now, North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on the recent crop damage and cattle losses. We had an opportunity to talk with South Dakota's impact and well, what are we looking at in North Dakota? Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, sir. So give us your assessment of South Dakota's obviously got the ugliest of it, but North Dakota got a chunk as well from the early October storm that caught everybody by surprise and dumped a whole lot of snow. What is your assessment of the damage?
Well, as of right now, we're still compiling data, and you have an industry which is at times doesn't want to share a whole lot of information. They're compiling that, and that's exactly what we've asked them to do. Document and verify using your local veterinarian to determine what the cause of loss or death is, and keep that information. Some have insurance to some degree. It depends on the type of insurance policy you have in place. Others, quite frankly, are going to have to wait and see when the Farm Bill gets passed, if the livestock indemnity program will be retroactive and be able to kick in and help with any losses. So it's a matter of once government is up and running, once the Farm Bill is passed, then there may be an opportunity, I would believe at that point, to go into your local FSA office, Farm Service Agency office, provide them the information that you have, the documentation, the verification, and then at that point there will be some determination made as to if there will be funding and indemnification and when. But on that point, too, even if Congress acts in a very, let's just say a quicker manner on the Farm Bill and government gets up and running, you're still going to have to give them a few days to get their act in order simply because offices have been shut down. People will be coming back to work. It'll take them some time to get programs up and running, people working again, and everybody getting on the same page from where they were just before the shutdown. So even after those doors open, don't be so quick to run in there. Give them a few days to kind of collect their thoughts, get computer programs booted up and take the data if they can. In some cases, they may just say, we can take it, but we have no place to put it. So you're just going to have that conversation with your local FSA office.
Do we have any ballpark idea how many cattle were lost in North Dakota? Some of the numbers down in South Dakota were pretty astonishing. Do we have any sense of where we're at with the herds here?
Not necessarily. I will tell you it's a moving target, and I know South Dakota's still trying to recover and retrieve and get into areas where they know they have livestock. I have visited with Secretary of Ag Lucas Lynch down there last week right after the whole event took place, and they were working on some of this and trying to determine. And numbers were thrown out there. They were pretty high, even up to 100,000, I heard. Lucas was very cautious and conservative about what he was going to say concerning that. I think now we're seeing numbers come in closer to 20,000, could certainly be more. I really believe that what we need to do is just be careful how we are communicating information, collect the data, because anything that we have to say can have an impact and effect on people psychologically. People are going through an awful lot of stress. They, in some cases, have lost a great deal of their herd and their livelihood, and they're really having to reconsider what their future and their options are going to be, especially if we don't see a livestock indemnity program becoming retroactive fully funded and them taken care of. In North Dakota, our numbers are considerably less, but we do have some impacts out there. Producers are have been told to call the health department concerning protocols for burying or for rendering. We do have a lot more rendering taking place in South Dakota and North Dakota. It's generally not a common practice. But in North Dakota, we see where under certain conditions, there's protocols in place for certain soil types where you can go out and bury carcasses. You can also take them to certain landfills, but you need to check with those landfills prior to just taking them there and find out what they'll take and how they'll deal with it. As and for crop losses, they're pretty extensive across the state, even places where there was no snow. Just because of the heavy rains and the wind, we took a lot of crop down, sunflowers, and even some corn to some degree.
And just in that same quadrant of Southwest North Dakota, what give us a little idea on the extent of the crop damage as far as what part of the state?
We're talking about southwestern North Dakota, all the way from that Bowman area over towards and south of southwest of Mandan, Bismarck area. It's kind of strange, and it all depends on how mature the sunflowers were, and I'll use those for example because that's probably where we've seen the heaviest losses. We've had some sunflower fields that, I mean, they're talking about 90% of the crop is down, and that causes some real problems when you look at trying to harvest. You have a crop laying on the ground now on cold, wet soil. You're probably going to start having some mold issues. They're not going to mature and dry out the way they should, so that's going to delay the process. You have other areas where, for some reason, there's more of those sunflowers standing. And what we're seeing is the soil was so wet, so loosened up, that it just pushed sunflowers over even where they didn't have snow. Same thing has happened with corn. But there are places with, when you get 2 feet of heavy, wet snow or even a foot of heavy, wet snow, as we watch trees get broken down, we saw a lot of crop laying flat on the ground. There has been some extensive damage in cornfields, too, and some soybean fields where it laid them flat. But as the leaves start to drop off and there's a little more exposure to the soil, we do believe that a lot of those are probably going to get picked up and harvested, but they're certainly going to be wet. They're not going to be in the same situation that sunflowers are.
What's the next step? I've talked to a lot of farmers down in South Dakota, they're still not even sure if they're going to be able to get in and get some of those corn crops off the fields yet. From a moisture standpoint, bad timing, all this rain, horrible timing. What are the producers looking at right now with all this rain? I know yourself, it's a little wet out there.
Oh, boy. Was there a lot of anxiety in the last couple, 3 days? You actually started to hear people murmur the same thing they were saying this spring when they were trying to get a crop in the ground. Enough's enough at this point. We just need to get something done. And the problem is, in the spring, you have some decisions and choices you can make as to what you're going to put in that ground, even if you're late. Right now, winter's right around the corner. Historically, traditionally, you can start to see some significant snow that would stay throughout the year in the middle of November. I mean, we've seen, Halloween time getting snow, but I think there's a chance we're going to hold off on some of that. But it's a matter of getting out there. Guys are talking about they got 5-6 weeks of harvest left to go, and here we are.
Fighting this freeze.
October.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Doug, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. Our guest, Doug Goring, on the What's On Your Mind program.
Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last during our October sale. 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to get to our Facebook or our Twitter, you go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. I'm not quite sure if I know what to make of this, but there's that big orange thing out there, and it's the sun. A little chilly across the state today, but at least the sun's shining in a lot of places. Around the area, Bismarck, Mandan, 30 this hour. A little frosty out there. Williston at 40 this morning. Dickinson, 35. Minot, 42. In Jamestown, they're at 36. Devil's Lake, 42. Grand Forks, 39. Fargo, 34. Miles City at 30. Rapid City at 36. Mobridge, 32. Pier, 34. Aberdeen, 28. And Lemon, South Dakota, coming in at 28 this morning. But I had to scrape the windows this morning, Scott.
With sunshine, though. Just look at that big shiny object in the sky. We can see the sun.
Wasn't sure what it was. It kind of scared me this morning. I'm like, what is that thing? I haven't seen it for a while.
If you want to get your questions or comments in for Congressman Kevin Cramer, pronto, 855-200-1776. Listen to this one.
Congressman, end the shutdown now and get the fiscal cliff fixed. I'm tired of the same old, same old. Get it done.
He's kind of fired up. We'll save that one for Kevin, but we thought that might motivate you to want to get your question or comment in for the Talk Radio Town Hall at 855-200-1776. He wants this shutdown ended now. Can't get done soon enough. Get in there. Vote on it. And there is some breaking news on that front. Evidently, according to National Review's Robert Costa, guest of ours not too long ago here, he says that John Boehner, the House Speaker, has agreed to allow a vote on the Senate compromise first. And obviously that would have full Democratic support in the House and probably enough Republican support that it would pass. So anyway, a little bit of news there. We'll find out more from Congressman Kramer in our Talk Radio Town Hall. If you do want to get a question in before Kevin's in, just to make sure you got your place in order, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, press 1. Let's go to Brooke. Wants to weigh in on our topic from earlier in the hour. Hello, Brooke. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the whole bullying thing. I think the parents are just as much to blame as are the kids, because obviously they're not monitoring what their kids are doing. But you go anywhere and you look, the parents are on their electronic devices just as much as the kids are. So I think the parents are immune to what their kids are doing, because they're doing the same thing.
Well, maybe while they're doing the same thing, they might want to just check out their kid's Facebook page or Twitter account, or, you know, is that crazy?
Well, it is. I mean, I don't think it's crazy that the parents should have to, I mean, they should monitor it. But, you know, the parents are obviously older, so they're not, you know, engaging in the same activities as their younger kids on Facebook or online and into that whole bullying thing, you know, so. But parents, I think, are just blind to it because it's not happening to them. They don't think it's happening to their kids.
You know, John, I was at a program last night, Brooke, school program.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't say this on the air, because anybody that was doing what I'm about to describe now will feel like I was, you know, stalking them or something. But I spent all the time looking around the crowd before the program started and, you know, during. I couldn't believe how many parents had their phones buried in their smartphones.
Oh, I know.
You know, And the ones within eyesight of mine are like scrolling Facebook comments. You know, it's not like it's, you know, some work-related text or something. I'm just thinking, my gosh, you know, put it in your pocket for an hour, watch the program. I mean, even during the program, people texting back and forth, like, oh, my kids are not up there, so I'll text. I mean, gosh almighty.
Yeah, people are so, you know, and I give my kids a hard time. I say, you guys are addicted to it. No, we're not. No, we're not. I'm like,
take it away for a week and see what happens.
Exactly, you know, and they have, and it's like they're going through withdrawals, you know. It's an addiction, and I think the parents are just as guilty as the kids.
Brooke, thanks for the phone call. Let's get one more call in. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
John, are you there? Go ahead, John.
I was just calling about the debt crisis and why it's so critical, and that I believe that it needs to be resolved. And the blame game needs to end. You know, I hear on this talk show all the time how bad Melanie Heitkamp is for our state and our government, and I think a lot of this bad feelings come from you guys and the way you guys run your talk show. I mean, to me, it's pretty scary, and just needs to end. You know, there needs to be a settlement, there needs to be a adult discussion, and we need to move on. You know, we have a lot of farmers that are from this state that are suffering right now, and none of that's going to be resolved as long as they continue to fight like they are, and I think you guys are part of the problem.
Can I ask for an example, John? You know, where you think we're the problem? Don't mind the criticism at all, but just kind of curious, you know, what you would consider sort of being part of the problem. He hung up. Okay, all right. And if you ever think that, don't be afraid to call him.
Yeah, call in. It's your show.
Hold us to account where I I'm kind of curious as an example. I think as far as Heidi Heitkamp is concerned, the idea was, you know, it was sort of just parroting Barack Obama and Harry Reid without any. Even yesterday, she said on CNN, oh, now the adults are in charge, as though the House guys were a bunch of childish, you know, pukes. How is that helping things? Right? You know, you get the same old tired rhetoric rather than rolling up the sleeves and figuring it out. On one hand, she says, Obamacare, there are things that are bad about it. We got to work on what doesn't work. Okay, well, I think that's what the House did, right? They said level the playing field. They said delay it for a year. If you're going to delay it for big business, you ought to delay it for individuals, too. I mean, isn't that working on what's wrong? So, you know, but anyway, would like to have known a little more. Try us again. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.